In this week's budget, the government announced a range of funding changes to the healthcare sector, most notably that they'll freeze Medicare rebates over the next 3 years. This means Medicare rebates will remain the same, with patients and doctors not receiving any more money back, despite the cost of services increasing. Lucy Robinson asked Mark Metherill from the Community Health Forum of Australia for his take on these new measures.
In terms of the health portfolio, we were disappointed overall. One of the big hopes for reform of the health system out of this government has been in primary health care and coordinated care of those with chronic conditions, which have received no significant further funding. On the freeze on the Medicare payments, it will put even more pressure on doctors who won't receive any increase in what they get from Medicare. The costs have been going up, but what they get from Medicare has been staying static.
So under the new measures, are patients going to be better or worse off than they currently are?
Unfortunately, worse off, because not only do we have the freeze on Medicare payment, there's also savings being proposed by the government on what they pay to pathologists and to radiologists and diagnostic imaging practices, which will mean they will have to start charging or have to drop bulk billing of their patients. On top of that, there's a measure to introduce or to increase the co-payment for people getting prescription medicines. All of these things are not being dealt with or being introduced in this latest budget, which doesn't bode well for the cost impact on patients.
As you outline, the government has announced one of their measures will be freezing Medicare rebates over the next 3 years. How's that actually going to impact patients?
In most cases, when you go to see a GP, the GP will bulk bill, but it is now likely that many GPs will have to start charging the direct fee to the patient, because the bulk billing rate which they get from Medicare won't have kept pace with their costs. The impact on patients, particularly people who may have chronic illness who need to see the doctor a lot, those on low incomes, essentially is people start deciding not to see the doctor when perhaps they should.
If the freeze is implemented, how much more can your average patient expect to pay for a regular GP appointment?
That'll depend on the GP, but it could be, you know, another $5, $10. In many parts of the country, bulk billing isn't so common. It's not unusual for people to have to pay another $30 or more above the Medicare rate.
That was Mark Metherill from the Consumers Health Forum of Australia. Dr. Frank Jones is the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. He says the Medicare freeze is threatening the quality and future of general practice services.
The options are either that they see more people and deal with one problem at a time, which is not really good quality medicine, or they will actually have to start charging a small fee in addition to the rebate from the government. If that happens, it will put some people off coming to see the doctor.
How's this change going to affect the sustainability of bulk billing practices?
Each individual general practice will actually have to look at their figures, and I suspect that their hand will be forced to actually start charging some sort of fee for healthcare card owners. Now, that is especially difficult for practices that are within lower socioeconomic areas. It will be particularly difficult for them to keep their head above water.
Dr. Frank Jones, president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, speaking with The Wire's Lucy Robinson.